of your new buddy.
No.
You're telling me you and I did a remote together in Tarpon Springs at the Sponge Docks at Captain Jack's?
Yes. And I vividly remember taking pictures of you in the shark's mouth. And I wish I could find him right now, but I don't know how to find him. I remember parking the vehicle. I remember waiting with you. I don't want this to sound mean, but these moments held more weight for me than they did for you. For you, this was just some other, you know, day on the streets. For me, you know, that was very early on in my Bone career, and every event was very special to me.
Man, I gotta say, I remember early stages of our relationship. I don't even remember me working a remote in Tarpon Springs ever, let alone with you.
If you remember the early days, do you remember the first two gigs we worked together? They were on the same day.
Yeah, it was in Brandon. We worked a Punch Boxing for Fitness, and then we went across the street and did an automobile remote somewhere.
Okay, you remember.
But I don't ever remember being in Tarpon Springs for a remote.
Ever in your whole life?
Ever. Like, I'm not saying it didn't happen. You know, I know you got different buddies who work at this radio station, and I'm cool with that. But I'm just saying, I don't remember ever working a gig in Tarpon Springs.
Okay. That doesn't hurt my feelings at all.
If you can produce a picture of me in the shark's mouth.
They're out there. I remember so much of those early days so vividly. And I remember it as if it was yesterday. My compadre, Radio Brian at the time, and had been rolling around in the van. I think we came from somewhere way far away. We had another gig earlier in the day. It's when we were doing those ticket drop gigs for Andrew WK at the Real Raw Open.
Yeah, because Andrew WK played the after golf party at Quail Hollow when we had the Real Raw Open out there, and it rained it out, I think.
I'm trying to think if he did perform ever.
I think he did. I remember Gio and I had a little VIP area that we sat at and had beverages with Kayla, but I don't remember if Andrew WK ever actually performed.
Was he in a wheelchair?
No. Why?
Oh.
Should he have been?
I don't know. I must be confusing him with somebody else.
Oh. Drew Grabo, Tarpon Springs, The Bone.
Yeah, the website doesn't go that far back on event pictures.
Convenient.
Well, I will say, there will be a time where I will be able to get into the folders in which I need to do to find the pictures that were taken that day. And I'll put a whole expose up online and tell everybody and post the pictures.
I tell you, I remember a lot of my Tampa appearances and remotes. I don't remember.
Well, clearly some fell through the cracks.
727-579-1025. We'll continue our discussion about, is it cool or not cool not to tip on a to-go order? But with Afghanistan being what it is right now, look, I said it on Facebook today and I'll say it right now. It doesn't really matter whose fault it was. It landed on Biden's desk. I think even the most anti-Biden people know that this whole thing isn't all Joe Biden's fault. This is the fault of administration after administration for pledging us to be there, keeping us there, and then fighting an unwinnable war. We wanted to build our own version of America in the Middle East, and it never happened. And I don't think it ever was going to happen.
Well, that's what's interesting. If you take what Joe Biden said, that was never the plan.
Right.
Like, we were there to make sure that terrorists weren't grown and able to run wild to the point to where they could hurt us in whatever way that they were going to hurt us. But at some point, it changed. It changed from stopping terrorism to nation building, as he mentioned it, and that was supposedly never the plan. There are a lot of places across the world where it's really, really bad for the people, and I think it's far-fetched to believe that America has the capabilities to go into those places and make all of them better. And it's sad that we can't, but we can't. And I think that's the tough lesson that we learned yesterday, that we can no longer hold that nation up when the people themselves weren't willing to put in their own work.
So is it okay or not okay for us to take in these Afghanistan refugees in our country? 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Paul Dudley on Twitter. I worked at Captain Jack's when The Bone did a ticket drop. I think you were there, but I don't remember who else was. I asked you, where's Carmen? You said they only send the low lives out for these.
Do you believe it now?
No. What's up, Bob Dylan?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Oh, my God. Bob Dylan.
Oh, my gosh. The Bob Dylan.
You got it, brother.
Oh, man.
What's
up?
Is
this your first speaking engagement since it turned out you were grooming 12-year-olds?
Well, no, he has an alibi.
No way, man. Not me. Oh, that's too funny. Hey, you're talking about this Afghanistan, man. I think we should just pull out. It sounds kind of cold and cruel, but
we did.
You're not going to stop this war, man. Let them kill themselves or something like that. But I mean, we've been there too long. We tried and tried, and it's not working. But that's my thoughts. It sounds kind of cold, but I think that we should get out of there.
What's going on in the background there?
Yeah, what the hell's happening?
Oh, I got
a smile on Route 66.
I got Johnny Yelp here in the background.
Is he okay?
Yeah, man. I still want to start up that tribute band, man. I had my surgery. I'm recovering, and I need a guitar, brothers.
What
I need someone to donate. I can't work, and I have no income, so I need someone to donate me a guitar so I can get back into the groove and get back up on stage, man.
You think Avocado Rocker had his guitar buried with him, or do you think he's got a guitar that his mom's not?
No, using? I bet you he's got a guitar roaming around.
Yeah. What tribute band did you want to start? Refresh my memories.
Well, listen, I wanted to start out with Tom Petty and a bunch of others who have we have lost throughout.
Yeah, plus, I got your name, right? A Tom Petty tribute band. You ready? Petty Theft.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Right?
That's good.
Petty Theft.
What do you think? What do you think about busting us, favoring us with a little tune so we can see if it's worth the investment?
Yeah. Like what Petty song do you feel best about?
We can sing backup if it's okay with
For
you.
For sure.
Oh, geez, I don't know.
You like The Waiting?
Stand My Ground or something like that? Or
Won't Back Down. You should really know the names of the songs. Which one?
Yeah. Or Mary Jane, you know?
Last Dance.
Last Dance.
That's good, man.
I like Won't Back Down. All right, Won't Back Down instrumental. Stand by. And
hell yeah, let's do it.
All right. Hold on. Go ahead. Won't back down. Won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't.
My ground, and I won't back down.
Hell yeah, thanks.
Maybe think about playing the buckets.
727-579-1025. Just like a boop, 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 boop. Drew Drive Alive, hello.
What's going on?
Whoa, the language guy. The language.
Damn it.
What's wrong with you? 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Okay or not okay to bring Afghan refugees to America? Drew Grab Alive, AOC, never the voice of wisdom from my perspective, says the U.S. has a moral responsibility to let Afghan refugees into our borders.
Man, I think there are going to be so many heads exploding trying to figure out what people believe. You know what I mean? It's trying to find out if you think Joe is doing such a terrible thing to Afghanistan, is it so terrible that you're ready to let him come over here?
Ooh. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's up?
I don't know if I was on yet. I got kind of a long-winded answer, but I'll try to keep it as short as possible.
Okay. That was pretty short.
That was pretty good.
I mean, you achieved your goal. Drew Gallo Live, hello, who are you?
A citizen.
All right, go ahead, a citizen.
It's an alien.
Yeah.
What the hell is going on?
Get out of here, man.
What is going on?
If you're going to curse on our program, just don't call.
What is going on?
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Hello.
Nah, I don't like that. Drew Gallo Live, hello, who are you?
Hello, it's Tony.
Hey, Tony, what can we do for you?
Hey, I think it's okay to bring Afghans back.
Thank you, appreciate that. See, now I'm on extra high alert. Like, I don't even like the tone of that guy's voice. I didn't trust him not to curse. 727-579-1025. Tipping on to-go orders and accepting Afghan refugees.
I just don't know how that is realistic. And you want to know who I'd be very curious to hear from? Are some of these veterans and service members who find themselves very upset about what's right. going on. And if from their perspective, is it more about taking care of these people or just getting out in a better way? I mean, it's interesting it would be interesting to know what they think when it comes right. to how big is our debt to the people of Afghanistan and are we willing to pay it by having them come over here and keeping them safe?
And if we endangered their lives by working alongside them, do we not have an obligation once we leave to try everything we can to keep them safe? Drew Gobble Live, hello.
Hey, Drew, it's Addison. What's going on, guys?
Addison! What's up, brother? Happy belated birthday.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. This entire situation has got me feeling some type of way because that was a veteran of Iraqi freedom and enduring freedom. I've spent 15 months in Iraq and Afghanistan separately.
Wow.
I was there. I was giving aid, financial aid, medical aid to the people of that nation. They didn't choose this, you know? Yeah. The people that wanted to do evil decided to do this. So we stood up as a country to go help them out. We should not be letting them hang off the side of an airplane, falling to their death, because they seek the same freedoms that we are born with. And every single person that's called in and cursed, I guarantee they did not have the balls to raise up their right hand in a time of need. Guarantees.
Yeah, you're right. And these visuals are just heartbreaking when you see these human beings dying for these freedoms that we enjoy and take for granted every day. There's just got to be a better way than doing what we did.
We need more compassion in this world. You and I both know it. John, you know it.
Yep.
And to shut our borders after giving tons of millions of dollars of aid to these countries, we're going to just shut the door on them? Hell no. That's not right, man.
Yeah.
I think we should be able to bring them back with us. You know?
Right.
Let's start, like, Germany's planning on doing it. France is planning on doing it. Even the UK is talking about doing it. Why can't we do it? We were the ones that wanted the initial invasion.
Right on, Addison. Appreciate the perspective and the passion very much, my dude. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. You guys take it easy, and I'll see y'all soon.
Can't wait, dude. Love him. One of the most awesome, positive dudes you're ever going to run. Like, when have you ever hung out with Addison and not walked away smiling and in a good mood? You know what I mean?
And he has a way of, if he's anywhere within like 1,000 yards of you, you'll know it. You'll see him.
Yes.
Like if you could go to a concert and not see somebody that you know's there. If Addison's there, and maybe it's because he's so mobile, you'll see him 15 times.
We got out of our car at the Dirty Head show in Orlando, walked 5 feet, and Addison's hanging out with two people in a car. And I'm like, we're in Orlando. And there's the guy we see freaking everywhere. Drew Grab Alive, who are you?
Hey, my name's Sean.
Hey, Sean, what's up, buddy?
Not too much, man. Just calling in on the Afghan thing.
Yeah, what do you think? Okay or not okay to allow Afghans to take refuge in the United States of America?
Well, I think it's okay with a caveat. I mean, we can't, especially you just said it, but the ones that work hand in hand with us as translators and helping us, you know, helping our troops stay safe. Of course, those people got to get pulled out of there.
Sure.
But I don't think we can bring every single person that wants to leave.
Oh, I didn't do that. His phone was cutting out, but I agree. We just don't have space to take everybody.
Well, no, and at that, and maybe it's because we have committed so much already. But I guess my ultimate question would be, where does that line end? Because we committed to Afghanistan, we owe it to them. But then, do we owe it to every place where they're treating their people like garbage?
Right.
Because that's a sad truth. I just don't know. It is really. It's just messed up for the people that are there now, some of them knowing that they're probably going to be dead soon or worse even.
Sad.
And two, three, 4 months ago, couldn't have thought this was a reality at all. So I don't know what the hell you do.
It's a humanitarian crisis. Chicago, Nick.
What's up? How are you guys?
What's happening? Doing real well. How you doing?
You know, I'm on this side of the grass. I can't complain, man. I really can't. Do you guys remember talking to me a few weeks ago about Gagoots?
Gagoots.
Yeah, Gagoots. And then one of you has asked about who has the best Italian beef, and I never got the answer.
Oh, yeah. Who does?
Tony's. Tony's in Gulfgate in Sarasota, and they also have one on Tamiami down in Venice.
Ooh, I've heard of – that's the place. Right, we were right there when we did the brunch at wherever the hell we did that brunch at.
Oh, at Sage.
The place right across. You ended up having pizza there.
I thought that was Joey.
Oh.
Well, Joey, is that not Joey D's? Joey D's is pretty good. Joey
okay, D's never mind. Good, don't listen to me.
Okay. I just thought it was Joey.
Yeah, no, you did. Italian, you're right.
Okay. And an actual Italian beef from Chicago, Tony's has got the right thing. They got Toronto bread. They make the meat there. It's the right way. So that's where I would recommend. Sarasota Brewing Company, too. They do a good job as well, and they're right down the block.
Good stuff.
It is good stuff. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate you taking me on today. I was calling in regards to the Afghan, and I just want to say, of course, this is just my opinion, and that's what you're asking, but I'd have to say, one of you just said a second ago something about, hey, if we do this for these guys, we got to do it for pretty much everybody, right? Yeah. I'm totally fine with bringing some higher-profile folks that really worked hand-in-hand with our military there here. But I would have to say after that, unfortunately, as we all know, our country is very challenged amongst us right now.
Yeah.
The last thing we need to do is really start adding additional people, which I hate. You know, listen, I'm convinced, I may be totally wrong, a good majority of folks from Afghanistan even really don't like me and you because of where we're from. Oh. They don't care about us very much so.
Yeah.
I know we can't pick and through those. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. What was that?
No, you're good. No, I was just agreeing with you.
Yeah, I mean, listen, humanitarian and everything else. I mean, listen, there was no good time to do this. I think President Trump did an excellent job of brokering the deal. And I think that Joe Biden did a good job of someone had to do this.
Yeah.
This had to be done. A Democrat and a Republican put us in very deep.
Yep.
And a Republican and a Democrat has taken us out.
Well, that's a good way of looking at it.
Listen, it's time, man. We have spent trillions of dollars, and more importantly, we've lost American lives there, and we should not lose one more. It should not happen. It cannot happen. These folks do not reason the way we do, and we're challenged.
Yeah, you're right, my man. Hey, great to hear from you, bud. Thank you.
It's interesting when you think about we had the caller early on yesterday who said, you know, they don't cherish freedom the way that we do. And we're talking about the army. We're talking about the Afghan army that, call it what you will, folded very, very quickly. And most likely a majority of them just abandoned ship and said, we're not willing to fight this fight of freedom.
Right.
So if the army is not willing to fight for freedom, are the people that weren't even willing to act like they were going to fight for freedom, are those people that are going to be able to live in America? I mean, that's messed up to say, but wouldn't fight for what we tried to instill over there at the highest level. So what's underneath that level? And do those people even want to live in America or be a part of America at that point?
It's a great question.
We assume so much. It's that God complex that we as Americans have, that everybody everywhere who doesn't want to come here.
Right.
And I don't know that it's always that simple. I mean, clearly the people that were clinging to the plane wanted to get out of there. But does that mean they want to live an American life?
It is so conceited of us to think that we're just going to bring everybody over when they're like, I like it here. It's beautiful. You know, Randy Hahn on Twitter. in my unpopular opinion, they have more of a right to become refugees based on our asylum rules than the people in the migrant caravan that came through Mexico. I don't think that's unpopular.
No, I believe that 100%, honestly, especially with what we started with them. You know, I think that just based on the situation,
we invaded their country and then put them to work. What's up, Kayla?
Hi.
Hello.
I just want to tune in on this. I tweeted you, John.
Oh, this is the Kayla.
And this,
who's the Kayla?
Yes. Kayla from Twitter.
Oh.
It spells it with a K-A-A. K-A-E.
K-A-E. Yes.
Kayla.
Yeah. So I, like, which he was an ex-boyfriend, but we've still been really good friends. And he was in the Air Force for 6 years, and he served in Afghanistan for 9 months. Uh-huh. And he posted, you know, yes, I, like, we were eventually going to have to leave, but how we executed the plan,
right.
I think it could have been a lot better. And I don't know, I just, like you said, I just see the pictures of these people literally clinging on to planes outside, like willing to just die just to get out of there. And it, I don't know, it makes me really sad. And I just find it hard to believe there was no other option to help them or...
Yeah, and
I don't know.
I've been reading up on it a lot, and Joe Biden, for his strengths, is very stubborn and does not like to be second-guessed when it comes to military stuff, and I just can't help but think that maybe somebody tried to talk to him about a better way to do this, and he said, no, we're doing it on this date, and this is how it's going to go. It didn't play well.
Right.
I think this was definitely the darkest. Yesterday was probably the darkest day of his presidency.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's very unfortunate that it went down like this. Again, no one wants to send more troops over there, more young men and women to serve our interests over there. We don't want to commit that, and no one wants the next administration to have to take over. You just have to think, with us being a civilized country, there should have been a better way that we could pull out our troops without seeing what we saw when we tried to do it. Great call, Kayla. Thank you.
Thank you. I really enjoy hearing everybody's opinion on this.
Me too.
It's something it's kind of like, I don't know personally. I've never been over there or served, but people that have served clearly are not happy with what happened because in their defense, why did I even go over there
and
spend 9 months and
exactly.
do all that for nothing?
And imagine you lost, and thank you, imagine you lost some of your best friends in the process. Imagine you watch them lose limbs and lives over what? Nothing.
Yeah, that is really, you know, we talked after Biden's speech yesterday, and I think I was turned around to a certain extent thinking he was walking into a no-win situation. And to hear what he said and the way that he said it, it kind of just had me thinking, okay, we shouldn't be willing to waste another life. But the amount of veterans and people that were over there that are so pissed off, you know, I want to know more. I want to decipher those feelings. And I guess my question is it retroactive feelings? Is it just the fact that it takes you back to what happened there and knowing that the ending wasn't what we wanted, it makes it worse?
Yes.
What could have an ending looked like that wouldn't have been bad? Because we were going to pull out and we were never going to change them as a people. We were never going to eradicate the Taliban, I don't think. So was there ever a way to walk out without it feeling like it was all for naught?
That's exactly it. And I don't put blame specifically on Biden, Trump, Obama, Bush, Reagan. I think there is blame all across the board for what happened. It's just that it falls on Biden's desk, what happened. And it's, you know. By the way, if you are a veteran, the Tampa VA, the James A. Haley, is all hands on deck regarding psych support for those who need it. If you are a vet, you can reach out to the VA and hopefully receive the care and treatment that you need. So that's important info right there. We'll continue to take your calls. We'll talk about a TV show that might be one and done, John, and this is a damn tragedy.
Mm. You're listening to Drew Garabo live on 102.5 The Bone.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.